"What did you do with yourself today?" he asked, snapping me out of my reverie. "Well, this afternoon I just hung out around the house." Only the very recent part of this afternoon, actually. I tried to keep my voice upbeat, but my stomach was hollow. "And this morning I was over at the Cullens." Charlie dropped his fork. "Dr. Cullen's place?" he asked in astonishment. I pretended not to notice his reaction. "Yeah." "What were you doing there?" He hadn't picked his fork back up. "Well, I sort of have a date with Edward Cullen tonight, and he wanted to introduce me to his parents." "Dad?" It appeared that Charlie was having an aneurysm. "Dad, are you all right?" "You are going out with Edward Cullen?" he thundered. "Uh-oh." "I thought you liked the Cullens." "He's too old for you," he ranted. "We're both juniors," I corrected, though he was more right than he dreamed. "Wait," he paused. "Which one is Edwin?" "Edward is the youngest, the one with the reddish-brown hair. The beautiful one, the godlike one." "Oh, well, that's," he struggled, "better, I guess. I don't like the look of that big one. I'm sure he's a nice boy and all, but he looks too mature for you.